Tomorrow says, Maishino Mehodatnan. Why is it different then than we learnt like this? Mehodatnan, we learnt like this. The Tanan, Minha Nokov Al Shaino Nokov. If somebody takes off Truma from a pot that's Nokov, that's Mechuy Midiraisa, Al Shain Nokov, he wants a pot or another, he wants to like take off Truma on this pot for another pot of Tua, that the second pot not have a hole in it. The Locher is Truma, so Truma. The din is the Truma you took off, it's Chal Truma. But for Loi Toichel, you're not allowed to eat, at Sheyoitze Ole Truma, Umaisi, Umokam Acher. You're not allowed to eat until you take off Truma, Umaisi, Umokam Acher. So Rashi says like this, Maishtom yodet nan loy toicho lo koin, at shiite na soz hu truma maise mokam acher. In other words, even this little truma that you went to give the koin, we say also it's not good truma, because you took off min ha nokuv al shena nokuv. So the tefua that grew in the pot that's nokuv is mechuy midiraisa. So you took off, let's say, a bunch. Now this bunch, you want to make a truma to pot to what the other chulin. Now the other chulin midiraisa is potter. It grew in a pot that didn't have a hole altogether. Therefore, this truma is not called completely truma. Therefore, when you give it to the kohen is not allowed to eat it until you are misakin mimokamacher. That means now, from this pot itself, take off truma. So, b'kitzur, the kasher is, how come over here we say the kohen is not allowed to eat it? And before it's mashma, the truma is a good truma, you give it to the kohen could eat the truma. So Gemara says, Shani Hocho, the Midiraisa Truma Malyusa. In our first case, we took off Truma Temeya. For Tahira, Midiraisa, the Truma is Chal over there. And could Rabbi Loi, like Rabbi Loi's Halocha, the Yom Rabbi Loi, Minayin, how do we know? Le Tahira Min Haro Ala Yofer, if somebody takes off Truma from bad stuff onto good stuff, Shetrumasa Truma, how do we know the Midiraisa, the Truma is Chal? Like, even though you're not supposed to do this, but if you did it, how do we know the true mischal? So say the chsiv, because the pasuk says, "For loyti sol of chet, you should not do a chet. Don't do something wrong." Beharim chameschal b'mimenu when you take off truma. In other words, it's talking about when you take off truma, take off from good, and don't take the bad. Because you take off the bed, you're doing a chet. So the Gemara dashens, for your main kodesh, if you want to tell me the truma is not chal at all, say if so, nesiyas chet lama, why is it called you're doing an aver altogether, like you're not making any truma at all? So therefore, mikan, from here it's a proof, that letorim min horu ala yofa, if somebody takes off truma from bad stuff for good stuff, like our first case, we took off from the tfua that's temeya, you took off truma from that for the good tua. The locher is that midiraisa shetrumasa truma. The locher is the truma is chal. Just you did something wrong. So therefore, before, according to Rabbi Shia, we say, what's the locher? That the truma is chal and you can give it to the kohen. The kohen is larit is truma. That's because midiraisa the truma is chal. Mashenka, in our case, you like took off minachiv alaptur. Because the tfua that grows in the pot that does not have a hole in it is potter midiraisa. It's not mechuyev and trum at all. So therefore, when you take off min achiyev ala ptur, there the trum is not chal at all midiraisa. So that's why the kohen is not allowed to eat it until you take off truma a second time. So now the Gemara says, Oh, male rab l'rav chizdo. So Rabbi said back to Rav Chizdo, Lididoch, according to you, the amrit that you say, Lo yosav lo klum kolikor, that you say, what? That when you take off truma temeya onto the tefua that's tor, the locher is the truma is not chal at all. Lo yosav lo klum. Nothing is chal, there's no truma. That you're saying, what? The afilu hu geruya, even that little bit of tefua that you made into truma, hodalativlei, comes back to be tevel, it does not have any kedushas truma. The kasher is my timer. What's the reason for this? Like we just had a posik that midiraisa the truma is chal from Rabbi Loi's posik. That the posik says again, v'loi siso lov chet parim chemeschal b'mimenu. That mashma you're doing an aveira by taking off the bed tfua for truma. But mashma it's chal truma. So how could you say that what the truma is not chal at all, that you have to take off truma again, and you said it's a gzeirom, that dilma posha v'loim afrish, that if you say the truma is chal, we're afraid that people won't listen to you anymore. won't listen to the Rabban and they won't go and take off Truma a second time on the Chulin. They'll say, no, look, this is Truma, everything is good. So because of this Gzeira, you're telling us that even this little Tfuah that you made into Truma is not called Truma anymore. So Gemara has asked the question, Miike Midi, is there anything that the Midi Raisa have a Truma? Midi Raisa here, the Truma Temei is Chal, it is called Truma. Umishum Dilma Posha Avku Rabbonin L'chulin, and because the Rabbonin were afraid that maybe a person won't listen and will think that if it is Truma, he doesn't have to do it a second time. So therefore the Rabbonin said the Truma is not Chal at all. Here's the question, V'chi Bezdin Masnin La Kedovim in HaTorah? Does Bezdin have a right to come and be Oikir, take away a Dovim in HaTorah? Like, how could they do that? Midi Raisa, this tool here is Chal Truma, it's called Truma. So how could the Rabbanan come and say, you know, it's not Chal Truma, you have to do it over again. Do it over again to be a right. But how could the Rabbanan say it has no Kedushas Truma anymore? So he answered back, Omalei, he said back to him, V'yatlek Tizbra, don't you also hold like this? For your Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah like this. This is the reason why the Gemara brings down this whole Gemara over here. To ask the question on our Mishnah. For your Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Havlad Mamze Mizeh Mizeh. In the case again where this Isha got married to a second husband, and then the first husband comes back, he's alive. So the Mishnah says that the kids from the second husband, and if she lives again with her first husband, she has another kid, the kid is a mamzer. So the question is like this, Bishleima Mishaini Mamzer. Bishleima is good wife from the second husband, the kid is called a mamzer. Because Lamaisa, she's married to the first husband, so she's an erva, she's an Eishes Ish, the second man, therefore the kid is a mamzer. Ella Merisha Namai, but the question is, when she goes back and lives with the first husband, why is the kid a mamzer Ishtahi V'Yisro Mal Yehu? That what really, it's his wife? and therefore the kid should be Yisrael Malia, should be a good kid? Like, what did she do wrong? Even if you want to say she has a din saita, that she lived with another man, and she's also with a husband, Masoni Chai Vilavin, nothing more. Mefrat over here, look, it's not really a saita over here, because she had a right to get married. Because since an Eidechad came and told her husband died, she really had a right to get married. It's only a chumer with Rabbanan that we say taitse from the first husband. So if so, how could we say the kid is a mamzer? And what are we doing wrong? Because Sharina Leib Mamzeris, we're going to be mad, give him it not to get married to a mamzeris, which is a lava terror. Really, this kid is a Yisrael Malia, he's a good Yisrael, he's also to marry a mamzeris. But now that we're going to say that the kid's a mamzer, he's going to be mutter to marry a mamzeris. So you see, the Rabbanan have right to be a kedavim in HaTorah. Omalei answered back that Ochi Yoma Shmuel, this is what Shmuel said, also by mamzeris, no, you should know such a kid that's only a mamzer mit Rabbanan. In a chanami, he's stuck also to marry a mamzeris, he's not allowed to marry a mamzeris. Where it says, V'chein ki yosi Rovin, the same thing when Rovin came, Omer Rabbi Yechlin, it said, also by mamzeris, Yishno, he's not allowed to marry a mamzeris. For tomorrow we are my korale mamzer. If so, if he can't marry a mamzeris, so why bechlal is the kid from the first husband called a mamzer? That there it says, L'chumra, we say, L'yoysra b'bas Yisrael. Just as not allowed to marry a bas Yisrael. But Enechnami, this person can't get married now. To marry a mamzeris, it's also, it's Nisili Raisa. And to marry a regular bas Yisrael, that the Rabbanan said, he's also the only person he'll be mutter to if he marries another mamzeris the same way. Another mamzeris mit Rabbanan. Since he's only a mamzer mit Rabbanan, if he marries another mamzeris mit Rabbanan, it'll be good. But to marry a mamzeris mit Raisa, that's takosa. Right, Moshe Shalach Le Rav Chizdel Rabba. So Chizdel sent a letter. Shalach Le Chizdel Rabba to Rabba. Biyad Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna, in the hands of Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna. He asked a question like, he asked like this. Is it true what Yeskin V'in Bezdin Mastin Lok Lakadav Minatera? Like, is it true what you're saying, Yeskin such a kasha, that Bezdin does not have a right to be Oikar to uproot something from the Torah? For a time you will not like this, I'll bring you proof, yes, that the Rabbanan do have a right at certain times to be Oikar Adav Minatera. For your Tanya, we learned, Mayemasai Adam Yeris es Ishtai Ktana. When does a husband yarshin his wife, even though she's only Ktana? It's even though we only married the Midrabonin. We're talking about now she's Yisayim Rashi says she doesn't have a father. So the Gdushin was only Chal Midrabonin. Now, when you marry your wife, only Midrabonin, and if she dies, you yarshin her. When does the husband yarshin inherit his wife? Is Beshama Yermir Misha Tamed Bekemosai. When she Tamed Bekemosai, Rashi says that means Kishadigila Pirka Bishonim Favoisa. When she becomes a Gadela, as soon as she becomes a Gadela, automatically the husband yashinsa. Or Besilalaymir Misha Tichnas the Chuppa. He holds no, as soon as you go to Chuppa with her, even though she's a Ktana, still Lamaisa, the husband yashinsa. Misha Tichnas the Chuppa. We have Eliezer Weimar, Misha Tiboil, that as soon as he has beer with her, for your show, Mitamalov, Yechelas Begina Truma, that in such a case, the husband Yashinsa, the husband is the one to be Mitama to bury her, for Yechelas Begina Betruma, and she eats Truma because of the husband. Now, Veshama Yen Veshama says, Misha Tama Bekamasa, as soon as she becomes a Gedela, as soon as she becomes 12 years old. For the Gemara Alpha Gavdel and Nichlas al Chuppa, even before they went to Chuppa, is that true? At the Gemara Eima, Misha Tamed Bekamasa Vidikones the Chuppa. You need two things, that she has to become a Gedela first, she has to become 12 years old with Cyrus, and then she went to the Chuppa. And then the Gemara explains, V'ochi karmu le Beishama le Beisilul. This is what Beishama really tells Beisilul. The Kamri, so Mishatichnas the Chuppah, that you Beisilul say it's enough, that as soon as the husband takes her into the Chuppah, is a Yom Dov Bekamos Mahanya le Chuppah. Beishama says no. If she's a Gedoyl already, then the Chuppah helps. V'loi, but if she's not a Gedoyl yet, le Mahanya le Chuppah, then the Chuppah does not help. Starts the machlokes Beishama Beisilul. Does the chuppah help on a gedola or on a ketana or yidavka need a gedola? Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Mishati Boil, he says no, as soon as they have bia, right away the husband yashinsa. I fed the Gemara of Omer Rabbi Eliezer, a maisa ketana klum, that a maisa ketana doesn't help at all. So the Gemara says, Eima Mishatagdo Biti Boil. It says what? When she becomes a gedola, then he has beer with her. That's the time when the Baal yashinsa and metamalo and does these halachas. Sumura says, Akoponim Ketoni Mias, what did we learn over here? That Yorsha, that the husband here yashins his wife. Now, V'yohoch, over here, really, the Midirai Savu Yorislai, really, the father should yashin her. Because Midiraisa, the husband is not married to her. She's only a Ketana. Now that's what it means, the father loved after the father, though the father has died. But I call upon him the Kravim of the father. The father's Kravim, they should yarshin their daughter. Now we're saying what? That Midirabonin, since the husband married her, the husband yarshins her. Or Midirabonin, the Gemara says, Yarsila Baal. And Midirabonin, the Baal, the husband yarshins her. So you see, the Rabbanon have a right to be Yekah Dovim in a Torah. Like here, this Ketana Midiraisa, her father should yashin her, or else her father's Kravim, the brother or uncle. And Midirabbanon, we say, no, since a man married her, even though the Kedushin is only Midirabbanon, we say the husband yashins her. So you see, the Rabbanon are Yekah Dovim in a Torah. So Gemara says, by Mamnis it's better. Hefka bezdin hoye hefka. By Mamin, by money, the Rabbanon have a special power to do what they want. That's called hefka bezdin hefka. The Yomer Rabbi Yitzchak, as Rabbi Yitzchak said, Minayin, how do we know this Yisoid? Shehefka bezdin hoye hefka. How do we know this Yisoid that bezdin have a right to do what they want with money? Shenema the Posek says, Koyla asher lo yovoy lishloishes hayomim. Biyatzas asorim biyatkenim. Is Yochorom Koruchushoy V'yibodo Mikala Goyla. That's the pasuk. So Kitzes Mashmir, what that the Bezdin himself had a power to be Sehevke Beznevke. They said, Rav doesn't come within 3 days. Is Yochorom Koruchushoy will take away your property. So you see, Bezdin has a right to take away people's properties, people money. So therefore, also Bezdin has right as Mamnis doesn't have a right to say who yarshins who. Reb Lezer, when Reb Lezer says miyocha from another pasuk, says Eila anocholos asher nochalu Elozer akoyin v'yishua benun v'rosh shayovis lamatos. That the best near they made the when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they were manchel. They made Yerushas near Eretz Yisrael. Lamatos b'nei Yisrael. So Gemara says v'chimain Yerush made talovis. What does the rush have to do with the fathers? And the Lord loved to teach us that Ma'ov is just like a father. Man chilin b'nehem kol mar sheyirtzu, that is din of nachl of Yerusha, that the father inherits over to the son whatever he has, is afroshim, the same thing, the bezdin, the heads, the bezdin, man chilin esom kol mar sheyirtzu. They have right to do what they want. Nagei tamamnis, they have right to yarshin, to give one to the other. So the Achronim say, really, we need both these psukim here, because the din of Hefker, Hefker has two parts to it. One part is Bezdin has a right to take away the money from one person, and then Bezdin has a right to give it to somebody else. That's these two parts, these two psukim. The first person was Yechorim Kol Rechushai, that Bezdin took away the property. And the second one, the Nachlois, that's they give it to other people. So Bezdin have a right to take away from one person and give it to another person. So therefore, here by Momnis, there's no kasha out of Abon Avraith of Yoika Dov Min HaTorah. There's a special power of Hefka Bezn Hefka. Now the Gemara says, Ometamalo, that this din here also, when you marry a Ketana, and when she dies, you have to be Metama, you have to bury her. And even if you're a Kayin, you have a right to Metama. For the Gemara Bahocha, the Midiraisa, via Metamalo. Midiraisa, really, she's not married. So Midiraisa, father, or the Mishpoch is supposed to take care of her to bury her. Or Midirabonim Metamalo Baal. And Midirabonim now is saying that the husband has the Chiv to Metama. See, the Chur, the Rabbonim are right, Kirdov Minatero. So Mora says, no, here it's not a kasha. Mishum devil lo meis mitzvah. Because really here she remains a meis mitzvah. Therefore, since it's a meis mitzvah, alright, turn over. Okay, so therefore over here, since it's called a meis mitzvah, by a meis mitzvah there's a heter for a kohen to be metama to a meis mitzvah. For the Gemara, we'll soon see what a meis mitzvah means. For the Gemara, miyave meis mitzvah, is this called over here a meis mitzvah when this young girl dies? For a Tanya, we learned like this. Eizehu meis mitzvah. What's considered a meis mitzvah? Kol shein loy koivrin. Whoever doesn't have anybody to bury them. Koire, let's say you call out, like to tell people, come bury. And other people come to bury her. Is ain't a meis mitzvah. That's not called a meis mitzvah. A meis mitzvah means there's nobody there to take care of the kfura, and you go and take care of the kfura. That's called a meis mitzvah. But if you have that people, you know, give an announcement, somebody died, and the mishpach will come to bury them, that's not called a meis mitzvah. The hochinam you'll hear also. Kivon de lo yarsi lo, since the father, we just said now the mishpachas of the father, does not yarshin this girl, is chorus lo yoni lo. Even though they'll call out, they'll tell the mishpach, you should know this girl died, they won't come to bury her. They're going to say, since we don't yarshin her anyway, therefore we're not going to go to bury her. So therefore she's considered like a meis mitzvah. That's why you hear the din is that the kohen, the husband, is allowed to be metama even midiraisa. So therefore it is not called the case that the rabbanon arayker or davim min haTorah. All right, we'll stop here.